Okay, so I was just listening to a talk right now with Jordan Peterson and Ben Sharpio, or yeah, Shapiro, Sharpio, and Ben Shapiro. And okay, so there was a point I wish I could have just in, it was a fantastic talk. You guys covered a lot of ground, but there was just one little point where I wanted to be able to interject, so I'm creating the reality where I get to go ahead and do that. So hang on.
150 years, people went, no, we're not going to do any of that stuff. You know what? Forget it. And now people are going, that has some upside, but it also has an awful lot of downside. And none of us are theocrats in the room. I don't want a religiously oriented society where there's some king up top who's telling everybody what to do. Far from it. But people are hungry for a set of eternal values. And if they don't get those eternal values, they will find something else to fill the hole, and it will be anger, or it will be drugs, or it will be hedonism, or it will be selfishness. And
Or it'd be ideology.
or ideology.
Okay. Right here, the right there, and to fill the hole. But okay, so if we're searching for a set of what did he say? Hang on, let's go. So whatever, for a set of either, moral values or fundamental universal kind of values, and if we don't have that sort of structure, then we're either gonna like, but okay, so if you don't want somebody up top telling you what to do, then and we're searching for a set of fundamental values that we can all live under, but we can't have anarchy, apparently. There needs to be or chaos there, which is the mother of all structure anyway. So how can you live in a society that has such a vague, that uses such a vague interpretation of the word drug to experience, or you know what I mean, to cover all different kinds of experience, because that we there currently are, a handful of potentially, planet shifting, with that, there are, a handful of things that are Schedule One, no medical value, no, whatever, that are making that claim on hallucinogenic plant compound that I know that have the potential for planet transforming positivity if they were integrated into the society. So, Ben Shapiro, tell me, how do we, where do we make common grounds when we all just realize that you can't cancel that sort of fundamental experience, especially if a lot of these things, most of them, and the strongest and most effective ones come from plants. If, if you can't, how is it that we're, it's a slap in the face to anybody who puts the whole circumstance up against itself, and then to the and then ultimately following upon that, like, decides for themselves, oh, it's okay to keep oppressing things that have positive, the potential to transform the planet in a positive way, with lots of room for detail within that fundamental framework. But knowing that, and not even just because of that, but because people have the right to do with their own alchemical vessel, with how what you know they can people can or have the freedom to put any drug or substance within their body that they choose, and not either having or not having the education to know at what point and for which substance and compound, you're ultimately, it's becoming whatever, counterintuitive or anti, it's not affecting your life in a positive way, then you need to be able to have the self-control to just be able to just put a stop to your actions if that's the case. So don't, which branches off now into drug addiction and just and the matter of just ultimate fundamental self-control, and, you know, where people choose to just, you know, oh, it's the drug. I couldn't, you know, it was just too addictive. I couldn't stop myself. Like, bullshit. I've injected heroin. I've injected methamphetamine and all sorts of different drugs. And I you know, I'm under the influence of marijuana currently. But, when you know, it's been a month now that I've done anything other than marijuana or whatever, tobacco slash whatever, vape, which is just nicotine and vegetable glycerin, which are also chemicals nonetheless. So I mean, and you know, managed to make these things legal, but you know, so Ben Shapiro, blow it out your ass as far as the you know, oh, I'm just turning to drugs as a way to fill the hole. The hole is because in me is because of the oppression against certain sorts of people being able to have accessibility and the freedom to create within these hallucinogenic and mind altering experiences. So, you know, keep wearing your blazer.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.